Well, hello. Thank you for coming. It's really a pleasure to be here with my friends who have helped organize over the last couple of years on this issue. I've been working on this up to the last minute, so we'll see how it comes together. Is anybody here on the listserv for the Equal Health Network? Great. Are you on, Renee? You're on. So two people. Nobody else is on. Okay, well, maybe you will be by the end of the presentation. Let's see if I think I have to do.
I think it moves with this.
Okay. I have nothing to disclose. So this is the longest slide you'll see. The Equal Health Network, as you've heard, advocates for equitable, quality, universal, affordable health care. We established it in 2008 as a project of the Center for Policy Analysis, and it was really built on networks. As you've heard, I've been active in APHA for quite a while, networks that I've had and other folks we work with have had in public health, in women's health, in labor unions, among seniors, and with the faith community. Most of us supported the single payer proposal, which we can talk about what that is if folks don't know later on. And we were interested also in looking at the Obama administration's proposals and proposals coming out of Congress. We created a listserv after participating in the McCain-Obama campaign and looking carefully at the proposals and doing some analysis of those proposals. Started a listserv right after the 2008 election, thinking that it would be good to have a way to communicate with our friends in these various communities, which became a very important and we understand a value tool for disseminating analysis and information and helping people to become activists. We also have conducted and continue to conduct in-person presentations, and there is a sheet in the back of the room if you haven't had a chance to pick it up that we just produced recently that's a one-page summary of the implementation timeline for the law, and getting it down to a page really took us most of the last 2.5 years, so it's a result of that. As a result of our work, participants became engaged and involved in the health reform debate, we think in a way that they hadn't achieved through membership in national organizations. And one of the things I hope we'll think about some is alternative ways that we need to be organizing in this period so that we can communicate with each other. So on that note, a lot of the we've been hearing that there's a lot of dissension and a lot of misinformation about the health care reform law that passed. A lot of what people hear from here is dominated by the corporate media, General Electric, Walt Disney Corporation, large corporations with a stake in the policy outcomes tend to dominate Fox News, certainly. What we hear and how we hear it and how it's spun. So the question is, as the traditional national organizations that we would have thought we would rely on to call forth people's engagement and energy and participation are declining in membership, and we see this onslaught of corporate money in politics. We're looking at the net roots, a lot of communication going on online. How are we going to mobilize going forward? Some of the things that made it possible for us to put together a listserv that was effective was including our friends, and those included some folks in some position of influence in policy making. We were familiar with the processes and the personnel in Congress and some of the folks in the administration. We had broad networks among advocates and analysts, and also understood, because of that, had some technical and analytical skills with legislation, so we knew how to read bills and hope that we had some skill in explaining what was in them to the public. This is kind of a grid of what we did, what our activities were, and what stage we did it at various as various things progressed in healthcare reform. As the campaign moved towards legislation, as I said, we established a listserv and a website so people could look, knew where to go to find information. We developed criteria somewhat based on the work that Tammy told you about, the APHA policies and other work, so that people could compare not only early on Obama and McCain, but then the various proposals coming out of the administration and Congress. To counter the spin that was coming from the media, we did a lot of dissemination in person and through radio shows, Pacifica and mainstream radio. I'll talk about early in 2010 when Congress began to think that they were just not going to pass anything. We started to think more seriously about how to engage the community and created what we called a virtual march on Washington, which was probably the height of our success in terms of engaging people and having a policy influence, and we'll talk some about that. And now we're at the point of trying, again, to educate people about the law and engage people in implementation and also think about moving forward, since we didn't accomplish some of the things we wanted to, think about other things that we need to do. Because we had the network that we had and also had, you know, pretty much could do what it was that we wanted. For example, when there was the debate on the abortion amendment that was coming from Senator Ben Nelson in Nebraska, we were able to sort of, we had done some work collecting stories and names of folks on our listserv and also knew how to find resources like change.org and said, wouldn't it be interesting to find some folks who are progressive people in Nebraska? Certainly there are some. What are they thinking about? What's going on there? What's their story and what's happening, and we're able to not change the course of history, but certainly make connections with activists there and bring some of their information back to advocates for the bill. Because we were using a listserv, it was valuable for information and for developing strategy. We did decide at a certain point that we had to moderate it. And we're exploring formats, and I hope maybe we can talk about it, how to delve into issues and debates in depth. There were advantages and disadvantages of using that format. The issues that we talked about and advocated for, including single payer, which is basically replicating the kind of system we have with Medicare where everyone pays in and it's a publicly financed system and everyone's covered. We also advocated for the inclusion of something like that, a public option, in the legislation that that was adopted. As it became clear that reproductive rights was an issue that was going to be threatened in the legislation, we advocated for that. And by 2010, we were pushing strongly to pass the law. Our impact also included working with Dennis Kucinich's office on an amendment that of a law called ERISA that would allow states to innovate. And I think that we played an important role in moving the ball down the field. And again, I'll talk about that in a little bit of detail. So the virtual march on Washington, what was that about? So after the election of Scott Brown, a Republican, to replace Senator Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts, what we were hearing from our friends in Congress particularly was that this bill, and also our advocate friends, this bill was not going anywhere. It had been a year in the works, and many of us felt whatever form it was going to come out in. I had worked on the Clinton reform from Paul Wellstone's office in the Senate in the 90s, and we thought that was not an accurate reflection of the public's will and that there was interest in seeing a bill go forward and that we wanted to see that expressed. We moved at a certain point, Equal did, as did a number of other organizations, to having weekly calls with some of the people from the listserv, and we're hearing from folks that they didn't want the bill to die, that they weren't sure. We were based in San Francisco. We had folks in Massachusetts and Nebraska and New York, and certainly we're not in any position to call a national physical march on our own. There were some organizations that were doing that, but we came up with the idea that we spread to our friends on a site called Daily Cause and MoveOn.org, and eventually it moved back to Credo Action and SEIU and some other larger organizations, that there was this sentiment that we should be able to do and say something about what's going on. And we came up with the idea that we would, towards the middle of February, before the president was about to meet with the Republican caucus, that what we would do is create an opportunity for people to express their desire to see something go forward and to do it online in a way that everybody could see. So we planned a one-day simultaneous effort for 1 million contacts with members of Congress. This was the press release on February 24th. These were all the groups who did it, pretty much the folks that I've told you about. This was the message that we sent out. We said, we're aiming to send 1 million messages to Congress, sign your name. Please send messages to everyone you know who needs health care, who sees a future for their country, who wants a voice and a change. And the way this looked physically is after you got this message, you would click on something and you'd see a map of the United States, and you could see how many people from your area were clicking simultaneously the same time as you were, which is simultaneously. And people were sending emails and faxes, and also we were asking people to follow up with phone calls to their members of Congress. And it was really exciting for those who engaged in it. People were, you know, watching over the course of the day and seeing that it was actually building up to more folks than they were in touch with and sending a message. At 3:17 p.m., I think this was East Coast time, we got a message from MoveOn, said, hit 1 million people, we've done a great job, thanks so much for everything you've done. And we started printing stories of not just, I'm doing this, but here's why I'm doing it. I'm marching it because my kids and my granddaughter deserve health care for their lifetimes. Health care is a human right. No one should lose everything because they get sick. So we were spreading not only, you were seeing that you were connected with other dots on a map, but you were hearing what their stories were and what was motivating them. Letter, note of congratulations. The movement we're building now is paving the way for social and economic justice and peace. We sent a message saying, good job, we did this. Not all over. We have to keep fighting to make sure that it gets passed, that it includes the provisions that we want, and that we keep in mind that we're doing this for social and economic justice. We didn't get everything that we wanted out of the bill, and I think the conclusion that we came to, and I think it's something I hope we can discuss with each other today, that it's not what we settle for, it's what we build, it's what we put together coming out of this effort. So what will we build? So Equal and a number of other groups have our listserv. I think you've all now taken the handout, and I'll make another round with them for those who don't have it. We want to educate people about the law. As I said, work on implementing it. We're working on everything from technical issues like the medical loss ratio. Again, we can talk about what that is, to making sure that contraception is seen as prevention. Some people haven't figured that out yet, so we've got to work on that, making sure that abortion is something we can talk about and that is covered, that we improve the law that we pass so that undocumented immigrants get the coverage they deserve, and that we have the chance to move towards single payer on the state and national levels. What do we do? Do we keep working through the net routes? Do we need to change how we engage with each other at the community level? What's going to be the right mix of getting the word out through the media, interacting with each other personally, using these new social media that we have online, and moving from becoming nonprofits to becoming more politically engaged? So these are the questions. This is the work that we've done, the questions that we have. For those of you who are not on the listserv, you can write to us and ask us to put you on. I'd also certainly happily take your email address and we can add you on. I think that our website and email information also is on the flyer that you have. And I want to thank Tammy and my colleagues in the Equal Health Network for all the work that we've done together, and quite looking forward to hearing from you. So that's it. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Appreciate it.